Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Are you there yet? Say amen. All right. This is what the Bible says. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's humble our hearts right now. Let's get ready to talk to the Master. My Jesus, our Savior, Lord, there is none like You. Precious Father, we thank You today, Lord. Father, we thank You for waking each and every one of us up today, Father, clothing us in our right minds, Father, to give us direction to come and worship You today, Father God. So we say thank You. Father, I thank You for sending Your Son Jesus, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for all of humanity, that we might live through Him. Father, we thank You. Father, I thank You for a week of quality time with You. Father, I thank You for this word that You've prepared me to give to Your people today, Lord. So, Father, whatever is said and done, Father, we just pray that it gives You glory, it gives You honor, and it gives You praise. Father, right now, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to You, my Lord, my Rock and my Redeemer. This is Your servant's prayer, and we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name, and for His sake, and His sake only. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. This morning, our subject is, after the turkey's gone, giving thanks after Thanksgiving. After the turkey's gone, giving thanks after Thanksgiving. Now, this past week now, we all celebrated Thanksgiving with our family and friends, didn't we? Amen, didn't we? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, we did. It was a time of family. It was a time of food and a time to watch football, right? Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then on Thanksgiving morning, we got up and we looked at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, didn't we? I know I did. We got up and watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And then the day after Thanksgiving, they got this thing they call Black Friday. Ain't that right, Miss Berta? They got all these sales and things where you got to, everything's on sale at the stores and people making a big uproar, pushing the shove and all that madness. And something else I noticed, even after October 31st had ended, the Christmas decorations went up, didn't they? Yeah, they did. But I'm here to talk to you a little bit this morning and say that, listen to me now. Thanksgiving Day should not be the only day of thanks. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right now. Now, when we read this song, when we read this song was written, there was no such thing as Thanksgiving Day. This was long before the pilgrims had come to America. This was long before anybody had an inkling or an idea to stuff a turkey. This was long before the football games and all the parades, and long before America became a country. But it's plain to see that this psalm is a psalm of thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. I wish I had a little help out there this morning. All right. Thanksgiving does not need to be just be centered around a special date on the calendar. Amen? All right now. Now, Thanksgiving should be a matter of action, right? It should be a matter of action. It should be a matter of action coming from the heart, right? When you give Thanksgiving, it should be an action that's coming from the heart. All right. And it shows action as well. All right, now get your outline now. Here we go. Here go the words. Now, here we go. We're going to start filling it out. Look at this. We're going to use some words like shout, okay? The next word is going to be serve, all right? The next word is to come. You writing these down? Okay. The next word is know, K-N-O-W, know. The next word is enter. The next word we have is give. And the last word we have is bless, all right? Now listen to me, church. All these words are calling us to do something, right? It's calling us to be thankful, not just in words, but in actions, all right? Amen? All right, these are actions. Now, to celebrate Thanksgiving, it always has to be a matter of involvement or participation, right? Huh? Okay, now, during Thanksgiving week, I know all of us had some type of thing where we were involved in participating in something. I had to participate in something. I had to do a few things on the shopping list, right? Right? Okay, and some of the kids, they had to take care of all the special china and get that out and wash it, right? But it's a matter of action and involvement. Everyone is involved. Everyone is participating, all right? But you see, God calls us to be actively involved in giving thanks to Him, right? He wants us to actively be giving thanks to Him. So no matter what the date on the calendar is, in other words, Thanksgiving should go on long past the fourth Thursday of November, amen? Amen. It should be going on a daily basis. All right. Now, giving thanks is about excitement. Psalms 100 verse 1 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth. So that means that nobody's excused. Nobody's exempt from shouting out to the Lord. Amen. See, God has made us people of emotions, right? We should be excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives, right? Amen? Amen. Somebody might say, God ain't doing nothing in my life. I bent the dipper. Open your eyes up. He woke you up this morning, didn't he? Amen. He had clothes for you to put on this morning when you got up out the bed, didn't he? Amen. He gave you some transportation to where you could get here this morning, didn't he? Amen. You might not have a car, but you could have rode with somebody, but you had a friend that gave you a ride to get here, right? Amen. He gave you the beat of your heart. He gives you the breath in your lungs. So all good gifts come from the Lord. Amen. Ain't that enough reason to shout to the Lord? He's the creator. He's the sustainer. His eyes are on the sparrow, and he knows when one hits the ground. So why does you don't think he cares about us that much? He does. He knows the exact number of hairs that we have on our heads. Shout to the Lord, for he is God. He is mighty. He is magnificent. Shout to the Lord, all of the earth. Amen? I wish I had a little help in here today. If we started counting all the blessings, just like that song we sung the other week, if we start counting all the blessings God has given us, we would never cease counting, will we? We would never cease counting. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean ones. Count the kind deeds instead of your mean ones. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Amen? All right. When all else fails, church, I'm telling you, we need to be counting on God. Amen? He's a friend that will never, ever, ever let you down. He will lead you through the valley of shadow of death. He will lead you through the valley of shadow of death. He will be there when others turn their back on you and forsake you. He will anoint your head with oil. He will give us more exceedingly and more abundantly with what we need. Amen? Amen. We should be excited about that fact. So we should shout to the Lord. Amen? All right. Now, number two, giving thanks to God is about serving. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. God has always asked His people to serve Him, hadn't He? God told Pharaoh, come on, get your Bible out. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 7, please. Exodus chapter 7, verse 16. I'll read it if you don't have it. This is what the Bible declares. Verse 16. Oh, excuse me. Chapter 7, verse 16. All right, here we go. Then say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, let my people go. So that they may worship me in the wilderness, all right? That's what God told Pharaoh. But the Bible proclaims that one of God's deepest, one of his deepest desires is to have his people serve him, all right? In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13 says, and it says, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commandments and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. Amen? That's what Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13 says. But Jesus said, we are to make serving God a priority in our lives. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's go over to Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is what the Bible says, all right? All right, over in Matthew chapter, who or what we serve shows where our priorities are. If we are created, He is the Creator, amen? If we are the sheep, He's the shepherd. If we enter His courts, He is our King. If we serve Him, He is our Master, amen? So God wants more of us to say, to do more than just serve Him. He wants us to serve Him with gladness. Amen? He doesn't want us just to serve Him just because it's the right thing to do, but He wants us to serve Him with gladness. We should consider it an honor. We should consider it a privilege to serve the Lord, shouldn't we? Amen. We should count it pure joy to be able to serve the Lord because He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of all, the Lord of Lords, and He is above all things. He has called us. Listen, church, He has called us to enter into His presence and to serve Him. Should we not serve Him with gladness? We should not. Yeah, that's right. We should. All right. Number three, giving thanks is about coming before God. All right. Over in Psalm 100, verse 2, what does it say? Psalm 100, verse 2. It says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. You see, giving thanks to God has never been a stationary or stagnant thing. there is to be movement between those who are giving thanks and the one who is receiving the thanks. Amen? Amen. All right, there's a simple word right here. It says, come. Come before him with joyful songs. So when you hear the word come, it's an invitation that's been offered, right? An invitation has been offered. We are to enter his presence with a song of joy on our hearts. Amen? Most people, when it comes to serving the Lord, they dragging around, and, oh, I don't want to do it this time. But we should be doing it with a song in our heart, all right? So we're supposed to sing a new song to the Lord. Tell him how thankful you are for all the blessings that he has given us. Amen? Amen. You see, thanksgiving is an invitation from the one we are to thank. We shouldn't be surprised at what Jesus said over in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come on, let's go to Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen? You see, God has given all of us great blessings, and our response should be coming before him, singing joyful songs, thanking him for all he has done. Amen? Yeah, well, have you ever done that before? Just thinking about it. How good the Lord has been to you and how far he has brought you. Amen? Amen. You see, coming before the Lord does not mean that we have to leave our physical location. Amen? It doesn't mean like leaving everything behind us, but we need to leave all of our self-sufficiency and our pride behind us. Come means making God God. Amen? Amen. Come means making God God and acknowledging that we are dependent on him for all the good things that come our way. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's read what James chapter 1, verse 17 says. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Amen? Amen. That'll offer us some encouragement right there. All right. Number 4, giving thanks is about getting to know God. Psalms 100, verse 3 says, thank you. Amen. Amen. In this verse, we are told two things. That God made us and we are his possession, right? God made us, not ourselves. Many times we get caught up. We do. We get caught up in self-sufficiency and pride. But this verse should help us combat these thoughts. We are not self-made. We are not self-made. We are not self-made. But yes, we have some self-control in our lives, certainly. But yet God is still in control. God knew us before we were even formed in the womb. He knew what color our eyes would be. He knew how tall we would be. He knew what nationality we would be. He knew what gender we would be. He knew us before we were even a twinkle in our mom and daddy's eyes, right? He was. He did. If he is the creator, then we are his possession. We are his people. We are the sheep of the good shepherd, and we belong to him. Amen? Amen. And we need to understand, church, that there is no place for self-sufficiency and pride when it comes to coming before God with thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. All right. Number 5, giving thanks is about entering his gates. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We should give true thanksgiving in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. He should be the object of our worship. And he should be the object of our thanks. Amen? Amen. You see, Thanksgiving, when you think of Thanksgiving, most people think of a big table with a lot of food and drinks and everything around. But Thanksgiving does not require bounty. Amen. Amen. It does not. But it does require recognition of who God is, right? Amen. True Thanksgiving occurs in the atmosphere of worshiping in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Everything we are or what we possess is because of who God is. Amen. When we understand this, we can clearly and totally say, thank you, Lord, can't we? We can when we figure this out. All right. Number six, giving thanks is about sacrifice. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So give thanks to him. Giving to God is an act of sacrifice, isn't it? It is an act of sacrifice. Some people might say, well, I don't sacrifice nothing to the Lord. So if we worship him, we're worshiping him right now, right? If we are worshiping him to him, we are sacrificing to him right now. If you are giving him your time, your energy, or your attention, you are presenting yourself in a way that you are giving yourself to his service. Amen? Amen. All right. We should be offering ourselves up to him without a second thought. Amen. We should be offering ourselves up to him without a second thought. What God wants from us most of all, church, listen to me. What God wants from us most of all is that he wants our attention. Amen. That's what he wants. He wants our attention. He wants our attention. And he also wants our time and our talents as well. And so we can use them for his glory. So give thanks to him. Give praise to him. Give him your time. Give the Lord your talents. Give him yourself. Amen. Because he is worthy of our worship. All right. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This is what the Bible says. To back this up, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Amen? Amen. All right. Giving thanks is about blessing the Lord. Giving thanks is about blessing the Lord. What does Psalm 100 verse 4 say? Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. All right. God is blessed when his children bless him. The truth, the whole truth, y'all, the truth about Psalm 100 is that it's not about none of us. It ain't about none of us in this room. It's not about none of us. It's all about God. Verse 1, we find the name of the Lord who is over all the earth. In verse 2, we find the name of the Lord who wants us to rejoice with him. In verse 3 of Psalm 100, we find the name of the Lord who is our creator and our sustainer. In verse 4, we find his castle, his home with doors wide open for us. Verse 5, we find his name that is good and that is kind and that is faithful to all generations. I can't be faithful too long, but he's faithful all the time to all generations. He can outlast all of us. But don't it seem reasonable that we end this psalm right now by blessing the Lord and blessing his name? Wouldn't you think that? Come on, why don't you lift your hands with me right now? Come on, stand up, lift your hands with me. Come on. Come on, lift your, come on. Come on, lift your hands and shout out to the Lord. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Everybody in this place right now, the true meaning for Thanksgiving is what God did. When he sent his son Jesus, when he sent the word, when the word became flesh and came to dwell amongst men, when he sent his son Jesus to be that perfect example for all of humanity, how to walk right and how to talk right. Thanksgiving is about what Jesus did on the cross for all of us in here. Jesus suffered, he bled, and he died on that cross for each and every one of us. The beatdown that Jesus took was rightfully each and every one of us. It was ours. That was ours, but he took it for us. And then what does the Bible say? That he got up on that third day, didn't he? He got up that third day with power and glory in his hands. And then with that assurance, we can get up and go and do greater and more things than he did. He gave that promise that we're going to be able to do things greater than he. So, Father, right now, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you for that perfect sacrifice. We thank you for his blood, his redeeming blood. Father, we thank you for his amazing grace that he showed, Father. Father God, right now, I've discharged my duty for you today. Father, I just pray right now, Father, whatever is said and done today, God, that it encourages and it lifts up your people to go on and to live for you. Father, we thank you and we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name and for his sake. In his sake only. Amen. Well, we're going to come sing our song now. Only trust him. This is our time of invitation. Yes, sir. We can't we? Or do you want to do your thing? At the end, you want to circle them up and do this right here?
Yeah, we'll do this.
Okay.
Trusting you.